communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Stir up your power, O Lord, and come. Protect us by your strength and save us from the threatening dangers of our sins. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for the reading.
A reading from the prophet Jeremiah, the 33rd chapter. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and the house of Judah. In those days and at that time, I will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David, and he shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In those days Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will live in safety. And this is the name by which it will be called: the Lord is our righteousness. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray Psalm 25 responsively. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. My God, I put my trust in you. Let me not be humiliated, nor let my enemies triumph over me.
Let none who look to you be put to shame, but let the treacherous be disappointed in their schemes.
Show me your ways, O Lord, and teach me your paths.
Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. In you have I trusted all the day long.
Remember, O Lord, your compassion and love, for they are from everlasting.
Remember not the sins of my youth and my transgressions. Remember me according to your love, and for the sake of your goodness, O Lord.
Gracious and upright is the Lord. Therefore he teaches sinners in his way.
He guides the humble into his right, and teaches his ways to the lowly.
All the paths of the Lord are love and faithfulness to those who keep his covenant and his testimonies.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians, the 3rd chapter. How can we thank God enough for you in return for all the joy that we feel before our God because of you? Night and day we pray most earnestly that we may see you face to face and restore whatever is lacking in your faith. Now may our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus direct our way to you. And may the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all, just as we abound in love for you. And may he so strengthen your hearts in holiness that you may be blameless before our God and Father and the coming of our Lord Jesus with all his saints. The word of the Lord.
Please stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 21st chapter. Jesus said, "There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on earth distress among nations, confused by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world. For the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things began to take place, stand up and raise up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Then he told them a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is already near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Be on guard, so that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of life, and that day catch you unexpectedly like a trap. For it will come upon all who live on the face of the whole earth. Be alert at all times, praying that you may have the strength to escape all these things that will take place and to stand before the Son of Man. The Gospel of the Lord. My cartoon for the week is an old Calvin and Hobbes cartoon. Calvin is talking to Hobbes and he says, "Live for the moment is my motto. You never know how long you've got." The next picture, he continues, "You could step into the road tomorrow and wham, get hit by a cement truck. Then you'd be sorry that you put off all your pleasures. That's what I say. Live for the moment." And then he looks at Hobbes and says, "Hobbes, what's your motto?" And Hobbes says, "My motto? Look down the road." Today's scripture readings are about what's coming down the road. They are about the promise that God made to us. The promise that he made when he says, "The days are surely coming when I will fulfill the promise that I made to the house of Israel and the house of Judah. In those days and at that time I will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David, and he shall execute justice and righteousness in the land." What does this promise of God's mean to us now? What does it mean when Jesus says to us that there is a day coming when the Son of Man will come to us in a cloud with power and great glory? Here it is, Advent again. And we're given these scripture lessons filled with promises. We'll take the next 4 weeks and make preparation to welcome Christ into our hearts and into our world. But don't be confused about this season. We're not pretending that Jesus hasn't been born yet. We're not pretending that Christmas hasn't come, that Christmas will take us by surprise in about 4 weeks. Advent is a time of preparing not only to remember that beginning day of Christ's fulfillment of the promise, but also of what is yet to come, what has happened but not yet fully. It's a time for us to stop pretending and to be alert, to pay attention. The Lord is coming. God is fulfilling the promise of salvation. Jesus wants to be at home in your heart. Is there room there? Is there room in the inn of your heart? Is your heart open to your Savior, to Jesus Christ? Every year we're given this wonderful time in the church to help us be ready. Each week during this Advent season, we will hear scripture readings that remind us of all the good that has been promised. To Today's reading from the prophet Jeremiah reminds us that God made a promise to his people, a promise that justice and right will come, a promise that there will be peace and security, a promise that the day of the Lord will come, even though it has been long delayed. We need Advent. We need to be reminded to stay alert and to watch for the fulfillment of that promise. We need to be reminded to put the promise into action in our lives by loving one another. We need to be reminded to be alert, to pay attention, to watch for the fulfillment of the promise in our lives. I have a reminder for you. I'm going to give you an Advent mark to help you remember to stay alert. I'm going to come out to the pews, and I want to see your watch. If you don't have a watch on, show me your thumb. Do you ever worry? Are you ever afraid? Are there things in your life that make you fearful? You sometimes feel that your life is just out of control? Does it seem like our world is on a dangerous path, on a destructive path, that we're heading down a road that we're not sure where it's going to take us? Do you ever see the signs of God's action in your life? Do you believe that God is in control in your life? Do you know that God has a plan for you? Do you know that God's plan for you is a plan for goodness? Can you give your worries and your anxieties over to God's loving care? Take a breath and know that God's loving care and assurance is here. Breathe in God's faithfulness to his promises. Are you ever sad? In this season of hope, do you ever feel hopeless? Can you relate to those promises that the prophet Jeremiah talked about when he said, there will be a day coming when there will be peace and security? Listen to St. Paul. He was writing to people who were worried about their future, who were worried about what was going to happen to them. God is giving you tools for your future. Be reminded of God's faithfulness, no matter what anxieties and fears there are in your life. Be reminded of God's faithfulness. Jesus said to put away distractions, focus on preparing for the kingdom of God that is near. Do you have hope? Are you ready for the kingdom
of God? Do you know that you have to focus on God and not on the distractions of life if you're going to have hope? There is hope. Jesus Christ is that hope today. No matter what you face in life, no matter how despairing the situation, God will prevail. God's righteousness will prevail through the redeeming love. God will lead you to strength and peace. The Thessalonians were growing impatient. The Thessalonians were concerned because some of their loved ones had died and they were feeling without hope. And Paul gave them the tools to acknowledge and to know of his love and fulfillment of the promise. Paul taught them and us to put our faith in God's promises. Paul taught them and us to ask God to strengthen our hearts through the love that we have for one another. Look again at Psalm 25 that's printed in your bulletin, that's celebrating God's faithfulness. All the things that we face in life, we can rely on God. God will continue to bless us. God will continue to lead us in paths of righteousness. God will continue to protect us from harm by his steadfast and unending love. Jesus teaches us to be ready at all times, to always stay alert. We don't know whether the trials and tribulations of our life are the sign that the Christ is returning right now. We know that the kingdom of God is at hand. We know that this Christ that has been promised is in our midst, is here. We know that, as Paul said, we are to stand up and lift up our heads and welcome Christ in our lives, in our world. Let these blue dots be a reminder. Help you guard against the distractions and the worries of life that can divert your focus from God. Because we can only have hope if we focus on God. Our focus needs to be on God's kingdom. These blue dots can remind you to be prepared. These blue dots can remind you and fill you with hope. They can remind you of God's faithfulness, and then they can remind you of God's promise. Don't get distracted during this season of Advent. Focus on God and the promises of God that do come true, that are true, the promises of God that are being fulfilled in our midst every day. Amen.